Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody jump, 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 jump.
That's right. It is a holiday Monday morning. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Mike and Dan across the way, other side at the controls as we take you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 Pacific, right here on CBS Sports Radio. The toll-free number to call 855-212-4227. And of course, it is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. What's going on, Taz? How was the weekend, bud?
Moose, not bad. Not bad. You know, a little sports, because there's not a lot going on besides the NBA All-Stars and the AAF, little UFC, which I didn't watch. Some WWE pay-per-view action. I watched most of that. But otherwise, that's it. I know you were running around as usual doing stuff because you're always busy. You're a very busy man constantly.
Well, yeah. Yes, that's called life.
Yes. Yes, you are, especially with little kids.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. But weekend was good. Rolling right along into what should be a pretty interesting week. And a pretty interesting next 3 hours that we got for you. A lot to get into, certainly. And we're going to be joined by Jason Lockenfora, CBS NFL insider, coming up later on in the program. He's going to join us at 8:25 a.m. Eastern time, 5:25 Pacific. So look forward to that conversation. Plenty of your calls, reaction on social media as well. Hit us up at Taz and the Moose, at Official Taz, or at Mark Malusis with a C. And we'll begin the program here, Taz, with a little NFL news, or yes, big NFL news that broke on Friday, and that was that Colin Kaepernick had settled his lawsuit with the National Football League. Eric Reed as well, the safety, now Carolina Panther, as he was signed this past year due to injury, and then just recently signed a three-year contract extension with the Carolina Panthers as well. But both Kaepernick and Reed settled their lawsuit and their grievance, their collusion grievance, with the National Football League. And I don't think anyway, I guess there's a couple ways you can, broach it or look at it. You know, I think for Reed and for Kaepernick, ultimately, it's a win. Unless there was, nothing to hide whatsoever, the National Football League would have not have settled with Reed and Kaepernick if there was nothing to any sort of collusion to keep, especially Kaepernick, who hasn't played in the National Football League in 25 months, out of the NFL. There would have been no settlement whatsoever, and the settlement, we don't know exactly what the parameters are because that has been sealed, and both parties agreed to that. So we don't know how much money both players did receive from the National Football League, but you would imagine it was a pretty significant amount to settle the lawsuit. It's a win for Kaepernick and Reed.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I mean, it is definitely a win. Moose, the NFL, they have a long history of beating the daylights out of people in court, so including players. So for Kaepernick and Reed here, this, and I agree with you, this is a victory for them for sure. I could see how some folks might be on the page of, well, Kaepernick sold out, and I think that's, that's an interesting topic. That's an interesting conversation, and I'm kind of, I don't want to say I'm torn, but I could see both sides, how some folks could say he sold out, because, as you just said, there's an undisclosed amount of money that both Kaepernick and Reed, settled for. It's obviously they signed a confidential agreement, so they can't really come out and say what happened, what was discussed, the money and all this jazz. So maybe that'll leak out eventually, but who knows what the truth is. So some would say, well, he sold out. Kaepernick sold out. I mean, so did Reed, because they took a paycheck. Well, I mean, but then there's the other side of the fence where it's like, well, yeah, Kaepernick, he takes legal action against the league. and it ends up that, you know, for lost wages and whatnot and everything, and then sues them and wins. So why should he have to share that information? He brought enough awareness to what his battle cry was and what the injustices he felt were in the country and what police brutality and whatnot and what he felt for his people. So, you know, he it's tough to say that the guy sold out. I mean, he brought a lot of awareness and I could understand both sides. It's tough to say, you know, like, did he sell out, did he didn't? But I mean, I think for Colin Kaepernick, this is a win-win.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Well, for Kaepernick, it's a win-win. I mean, you could call it, I mean, Eric Reid called Malcolm Jenkins a sellout. After the Carolina Panthers and Eagles game earlier this past year in the regular season, because Jenkins used or worked with the NFL to get his organization funded, right? So if Malcolm Jenkins is considered a sellout by Eric Reid, how is Eric Reid not a sellout now?
Well, it's tough to answer that. I mean, I don't
the answer
have
that would be yes. I mean, he is. I mean, if you're gonna
point a finger at someone, yeah, no, I get you.
If you're gonna call Malcolm Jenkins a sellout, then you're gonna call Eric Reid a sellout,
right.
If according to Eric Reid, Malcolm Jenkins sold out and worked with the National Football League, and Malcolm Jenkins has done great work in the community in Philadelphia. And trying to bring about change in people's lives. And that's really everything that this is about.
Absolutely.
Is to make our society better. But if Reid is going to call Jenkins a sellout, then I think people have every right to call Eric Reid a sellout.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Because you did settle with the National Football League, right? If it was ultimately it was not just about money, it was about more than that, exposing the National Football League. Did they expose the NFL?
I think they could have exposed them more. I think they have information now that they could have exposed them even more.
Right.
Yeah.
In essence, they didn't because you don't know the inner workings, right? As you mentioned it, if the NFL felt like there was nothing that they had to hide, they would not have settled anything with Eric Reid and Colin Kaepernick. So something that they had, then, and listen, money, whether it's $40, $50, $60, $70, $80 million, I mean, it's really kind of, you know, it's chump change for the NFL. It's really not a significant amount of money for their sake to get the story to kind of go away.
Right.
They're tired of the storyline, so for them, they're going to pay off Reid and Kaepernick to try and have it go away, and they're not going to get exposed, whether it be emails or whether it be text messages, none of that's going to be put out there for us to see and take in as a member of Joe Q Public. So that goes by the wayside. That's no longer part of it. It's sealed, right? Both sides have agreed that it's sealed. I don't think that information's ever going to get out there because I would imagine that if it should ever get out there, Taz, and there would be some sort of investigation how it did, I would imagine then the deal would, in essence, fall through, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You're
in breach of the agreement.
Right, breach of the agreement.
You can't breach the agreement.
Then you could probably claw back the money, right? You could get yourself into a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So, everyone that speculates, is it 60, 80? I don't know what the amount of money. I would imagine it's a good amount of money that Kaepernick's going to get, but I can understand those saying that Kaepernick and Reid did sell out. Now, you know, is it for me to judge? No, it's not necessarily for me to judge. I think what you mentioned in terms of Kaepernick and Reid bringing awareness to issues that needed more awareness and people to have an understanding of what the hell is going on, and trying to fight for a community and fight for the African-American community, especially when you're looking at police brutality and giving a voice to those that had no voice. I think it's wonderful. I mean, I think it's great work. It's wonderful work. And all the accolades.
He sacrificed his career.
Right.
In essence, he did.
And all accolades.
Some might not agree with that, but that's what happened.
Right.
For the most part.
He did.
Well, he paused his career.
He made the decision to do that. See, I still have the belief that Kaepernick was an overwhelming talent at the quarterback position, Taz, that he'd have a job in the NFL. I think there was a little bit of a downturn in his play.
Right.
And I also think that then that gave the excuse to not give Kaepernick a job by some of these NFL owners and general managers and the like, that he wasn't going to get an opportunity to play in the National Football League. I don't think it is as cut and dry that there was just straight collusion. I think there were some that said he'll never play for my team. But I also think there was criticism of where he was at the quarterback position. And I think both can be true in this instance. I don't think it's one way or the other. I'm not going to portray or paint Colin Kaepernick as being Tom Brady or Joe Montana when I know that he's not. And I don't think anyone that's defended Colin Kaepernick can portray him as that way at the quarterback position, Taz, because he's not Aaron Rodgers.
No, a lot of the guys we've seen come and play while he's been out, though. He's definitely been in a lot of those guys.
Right.
But not at the level you're saying.
Not at that level. When you take, when you start to affect the NFL business model, as he did, even though what he was doing was right, people did not want that with their football on NFL Sundays or on Mondays or Sunday nights or Thursday nights. They didn't, you know, the public, those that were consuming the National Football League, didn't want to hear about activism when they're watching their games. It was starting to affect ratings, starting to affect their business model, and that's where the NFL basically took issue with it. If it wasn't affecting them in any way negatively, Taz, they weren't going to take great issue with it, but it was. From their vantage point, it was. So therefore, they did not want to employ Colin Kaepernick. Now, did they get together? Obviously, they did because they just won a lawsuit, or they settled with Kaepernick and Reed.
Well, he sued and won. I mean, that's it. Kaepernick and Reed, they sued and they were victorious in that. And I do think that I do think there's a slim chance, just to play devil's advocate on the side of the NFL and the monster that they are with the money they have and stuff. I think there is a slim chance that they maybe wanted to just move on and end this. This whole thing here with the collusion and stuff with everything going on with Kaepernick's name and that dark cloud that's been over the NFL. I do think maybe there's a slim chance they're like, you know what? Let's just settle with these guys. Let's just end this thing here and move on. Maybe hypothetically, just, and I'm not saying this the case is I wouldn't know and you wouldn't know. How do we know? Maybe there is nothing. Maybe there is nothing there. Who knows? Maybe there's nothing there that Kaepernick and Reed could expose as far as like your emails and text messages. Who knows? It could just be a slim chance, Moose, that the NFL just wants to end this. Hey, there's a bunch of money. Let's stop. Sign a confidentiality agreement. And if you break your word on that, there's, you know, you're not getting the money, and it's also you're breaching a deal. They could file an injunction. There's a big issue with that. You can't. I've signed to a lot lesser degree than this confidentiality agreements, leaving WWE and other companies, and as a wrestler. And there's a lot of legalese in there that you just can't say certain things, and you're signing to that. So it's not just like, he just signed a piece of paper, he can say what he wants. No, not so fast. That doesn't work that way. Like you said, Moose, you lose some money, a lot of money, and you can get yourself some heat. But maybe my point was there's a slim, just maybe a slim chance that there's nothing there, and the NFL just wanted to end it and move on. It could
The only issue I would have.
Just throw it out there.
Right. I mean, the only issue I would have with that is I don't think the NFL's into giving people money that they don't feel like they deserve.
Well,
right?
But this is different, Moose. This has been going on for. No, it's been going on for a while.
If there's nothing there?
Well,
if you want to say there are hills
you die on in life, right? There's hills that businesses die on. I don't know, bro. They've been dying on this hill for a couple of years now.
Well, Taz, if it's baseless, if there's no proof whatsoever about collusion, I have a hard time thinking the NFL is going to give away $80 million.
But as you pointed out, they have nothing. They could burn money.
They went to the mat to try and expose a guy deflating footballs with Tom Brady.
And won. And beat him.
But the point being, it was stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but they felt like they were within their legal right to do so, right? So I get that they won, but the point being is that it's so, you know, you're looking at one of the great players the sport has ever seen. Some would argue the greatest player. And clearly he's the most accomplished quarterback that the sport has ever seen. Now, with his 6 championships and his 6 Super Bowls, 9 Super Bowl appearances, the NFL could care less what Brady accomplished, what he meant to the NFL. They thought they were within their right. I guess my only argument would be that is bring up that example and say, well, if the National Football League felt like they were in their right, maybe then it's an instance where this is a case where they would not have settled with Kaepernick. I don't know. I look at anybody that settles a lawsuit as one that's there's got to be something to it. Even if there's anything that they do not want exposed to the public, for us to know, There's got to be something there.
I don't agree with that list. That's fine.
I have to believe that there's something there.
I don't agree with you on that last comment you just made, but that's fine. We can agree to disagree. I've seen it in my life to lesser degrees than this, where people do that just to move on with life and not to die on hill. I have seen it in business, but this is millions and millions of dollars. I didn't see it like that, so I get where you're going. But I also feel that the NFL, it could just be a thing where. And again, I'm not defending the NFL. I'm sure that Kaepernick and Reed, there's a lot they have on the NFL. I'm sure there is. So I don't want people to misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm just spitballing what you hear, okay? I'm just saying there is maybe a slim chance that there's maybe not a lot. Maybe they just wanted to. Maybe the NFL just wants us to not to die on this hill, let it go away. And you know what? Maybe they feel like, hey, you know, this guy, Kaepernick, has brought so much tension and heat towards the NFL and a dark cloud over us. He's always going to be underdog. So if we fight him and we're victorious over him, we're going to still look like the big monster while he's the little engine that could. So he's always going to be the underdog. Him and Reed are always going to be the underdog. So why are we dying on this hill? Why are we battling? Let's settle with the guy. Let's give him a bunch of money. Let's have him sign a confidentiality agreement so then there's no collusion. And next thing you know, in 3 weeks when he signs with an NFL team, then he looks like a hypocrite. So yeah, I'm just saying, this is just I'm playing devil's advocate.
Well, no, because he's wanted to play in the NFL. How is he a hypocrite?
Well, no, because he's saying he wants to play. Right, he's saying he did want to play, but it's like now if he goes and plays, if he goes and signs with the scuttlebutt, as you know, with the teams that are out there talking about maybe bringing him in because of his lawyer, what he said. Do you think that, just for hits and giggles, do you think that he would look that he? Not that you would think this. Do you think that Kaepernick would look like a hypocrite?
No.
Okay, I don't either. I personally don't either.
I mean, because he's
but
wanted
some people
a job.
Would think that. Some people would think that. Because,
well, no, I think you can call him. I think it's a case of the NFL. You could call Colin Kaepernick and Reed hypocritical because the NFL bought their silence.
Right, the confidentiality agreement.
Well, they paid for their silence. Right. So if the goal was to expose the National Football League, did they? I mean, the argument would be they didn't, right? If they wanted to pull out all the dirty laundry on the National Football League about the inner workings and what's real and how this all works. They didn't. You know, the NFL basically said, well, how much money will it take for you to shut up? And they paid them off. I mean, that's ultimately what the NFL did. I mean, I don't think the Kaepernick, you know, to play devil, I don't think the Kaepernick story overwhelmed the National Football League like it did 2 years ago. So I don't think it was as big of a talking point as the year was going along. I think everyone was looking at this lawsuit to saying, okay, what exactly does Kaepernick and Reed have? What do their lawyers have? What exactly is going on behind the scenes in the National Football League, right? And they exposed none of it. So, Reed's got a job. He just signed a 3-year contract with the Carolina Panthers. He's got a job. They just settled with the National Football League, right? You've got, and we'll play, Garagos and Kaepernick's lawyer who was on CNN over the weekend. You know, Kaepernick wants to get back in the NFL at 31 years of age. There's so much nonsense from both sides to the point where, I look at it where, if your goal was to expose the NFL, they didn't expose anything.
So well, yeah, they had a chance to expose them for racism if they did, and they didn't. You're
for
right,
collusion.
No. Right, right, right.
I mean, collusion, right. Yeah. I mean, the fact that they colluded to keep him out of the NFL. You know, they had an opportunity to, without a shadow of a doubt, to do that. Some would say they've done it already with the settlement, but I would say that if your goal was to just, if it wasn't about the money, it was just about exposing the inner workings of the NFL and how it really works, they didn't do any of it. Because now it's all speculation and conjecture. We speculate about how much money they got. Right. We speculate what they knew. You know, it's all speculation. It just ramps up even more. It doesn't go away. It just leads to more speculation.
If a team signs Kaepernick in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, then it looks like, well, there it was. There was collusion. Because now he signed a deal. They kissed and made up. And they moved on. And next thing you know, now he's signed an agreement. Then it looks like there was collusion. So that's the thing. Once Kaepernick signs, if sooner rather than later, with any team as a backup quarterback or whatever, it's going to look like, okay, there was collusion. I think the NFL knows that, but that's what's going to happen.
All right, but if I connect the dots on that, what would lead me to believe an NFL team now is going to sign Colin Kaepernick?
Because he's better than a lot of, because he has a better pedigree. than a lot of the players that are backup quarterbacks right now, and some of the teams could definitely use a guy with his experience and his ability. He's got big post-game experience, you know, and he's apparently he's still in amazing condition. He's a pro athlete. He hasn't been playing. I'm sure he's training all the time. So, and I think he'd have to just get his sea legs under him as a quarterback again. And I think he'd make a really good backup for a lot of teams. And I think a lot of teams would agree with that.
All right, but if you're an NFL team, the lawsuit just got settled. I just bought his silence. I had no interest in signing him for the past 2 years. Right. But after he settles a lawsuit with the NFL, now I'm going to sign Colin Kaepernick, who hasn't played quarterback in 25 months?
You're saying no one's going to sign him, in your opinion?
I mean, I'm going to ask you why. What would
because I just told you, he's better than a lot of these guys that are backups right now. That's why.
Well, but he's also, a better player. He doesn't fit every offensive system, and those that say he does is complete and utter nonsense.
I agree with you on that, but I'm just saying he's...
He doesn't... Those that are saying, well, I see his lawyer, Garrett, goes on CNN saying, well, I could see the New England Patriots signing him. He can't play... He couldn't play the New England Patriots system if his life depended on it.
Right, no, I don't...
He's not an accurate thrower of the quarter. He could not do that. You want to say you want to put him in Carolina because of the shoulder injury with Cam Newton? I could understand that. That, to me, would make sense. But what frustrates me is that there's stuff that's thrown up against the wall out there with regards to Kaepernick as a player. See, I personally think now it's even... I'm not saying he won't get signed. I think it's even more daunting a task for an NFL team to sign him. Because he just settled a lawsuit with the NFL for
collusion.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. It's going to make that team look bad. It's going to make that team. Let's say hypothetically he signs with the Panthers, okay? If he signs with the Panthers, it's going to look like they were involved with this whole thing, with that they were the collusion of the other owners and whatnot, and hence why they didn't want to sign. Now, all of a sudden, 2-3 weeks removed, he signs the deal that he settles with the NFL, and next thing you know, he's signed to the Panthers. Again, hypothetically, it makes the Panthers, whatever team signs him,
well,
it's going to look bad.
That's
for that
my
team.
Point. So is it even
you're right
more,
on your point, but he's going to get signed, and it's going to be
even more daunting.
Moose, it's going to happen. These teams want to win. You know that, and he is better than a lot.
If they wanted to win, why didn't he have a job the last 2 years?
Because there probably was collusion. That's why.
Wait a second. No. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Then but wait. If 5 minutes ago you were saying that there's an opportunity at the end, they don't have anything. But the NFL just paid them to go away.
No, I didn't say that. What I said was just to play devil's advocate as just something that was in the back of my mind that there is a chance. I didn't say that's how I feel. Not how I feel. I'm saying there is, just for the conversation. You're taking it out of context.
Oh, so you're saying basically that there was, so that you think there was evidence?
I think that there was evidence for sure. That's why this thing settled down. I also do feel the NFL didn't want to die on this hill. But I do think there was some evidence for sure to make the NFL look really bad. And I think that Kaepernick and Reed got a certain amount of money that they were happy with. And they felt like they brought enough awareness over the past bunch of months to what they were trying to bring awareness to, the right. Social injustice and stuff to minorities and African-American communities or police brutality. I do think they felt, I don't know these guys, my opinion. That's why they that's a big part of why they signed these agreements.
We'll hear from Kaepernick's lawyer, some of his comments to CNN over the weekend. Plus, do you think Cap will be back in the NFL in 2019? We'll get to your calls at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It is Taz and the Moose with you on a holiday Monday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Jim Rome here. Join me in the jungle later today, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, doing more, brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement with everything you need to do projects smarter. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who is doing more for his team. How about Jordan Binnington? The goaltender made 31 saves for his second consecutive shutout and fourth of the season as the Blues blasted the Wild 4-0 out in Minnesota. Jacob Wilkins is here, first time this morning. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, Moose, how are you? In the NBA All-Star Game provided its usual High-scoring affair last night in Charlotte as Team LeBron beat Team Giannis 178-164. Kevin Durant, the All-Star Game MVP, 31 points. Now, with the All-Star Game in the rear-view mirror, LeBron looking ahead and focused on getting the Lakers to the playoffs.
Feel great. Looking forward to the second half of the season and looking forward to, you know, see what we can do to get back in this playoff race. That's my only mindset. You know, that's the only thing that's going to have my mental space for this next 2 months. You know, pretty much on how I can get this team, you know, playing the type of level of basketball we were playing before my injury.
And NBA action will resume Thursday night, where the Lakers will have a tough start to the second half as they host the Rockets. They're 28-29 right now, 10th in the Western Conference. By the way, in the All-Star game, Giannis, 38 points, 11 rebounds for his team. Wild finish of the Great American Race, where Denny Hamlin ended up winning his second Daytona 500 in 4 years. And for Hamlin, Joe Gibbs Racing, the season has been dedicated to Gibbs' son, the late J.D. Gibbs, who passed away last month after battling a neurological disease, and an emotional Gibbs afterwards giving his thoughts on the win.
We've been to Daytona 27 times. We had won twice before. And so you're thinking about things, and I guess everybody could say, well, that just happened. I don't believe that just happened. I honestly believe it was, you know, I think the Lord looked down on us.
And in fact, Joe Gibbs Racing swept the top three, with Kyle Busch finishing in second and Eric Jones in third. Baseball, multiple reports saying Mike Moustakas has signed with the Brewers on a one-year $10 million deal, mutual option for a second year. Second straight one-year contract that Moustakas has signed. He was traded from the Royals to the Brewers at the trade deadline last year. To golf, where J.B. Holmes trailed Justin Thomas by 4 strokes entering the final round yesterday at the Genesis Open, which had been delayed by rain throughout the week. But it was Holmes who ends up winning at 14 under, and Tiger Woods finishing at 6 under. College hoops, number 13 Villanova up by as many as 19 against St. John's, including a 14-point second-half lead, falls to the Red Storm 71-65 at the Garden. St. John's first win at MSG over Nova since 2002. 11th-ranked Michigan State, big second half to beat Ohio State 62-44 in East Lansing, but the Spartans' Nick Ward fracturing his hand. He's out indefinitely. And number 9, Houston, pummeling Tulane on the road. Back to you guys.
All right. Appreciate it, Jacob. 855-212-4227. So we're talking about the big news, Taz, to kick off the program, the Colin Kaepernick-Reed settlement with the National Football League on Friday.
Yes, correct. Let's go to Shreveport, Louisiana. Kenny's listening on 100.7 FM. Kenny, what's going on? You're on with Taz and the Moose. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Taz and Moose?
What's up, Kenny? How you doing, buddy?
What up, bud?
Good, gentlemen. Hey, you know, the Colin Kaepernick, I think somebody's going to pick him up. You know, the NFL's not only based on winning, but it's based on money. And if you don't think that he's not a marketing whiz right now, everybody's going to watch when Colin Kaepernick plays. So what NFL team wouldn't want to do, especially if a team doesn't have a winning season, they need the ratings and the owner says, hey, I need the money. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, you pick him up, yeah, the hype is going to be there for the beginning of the season, but the reality is after the little hype of him coming in, everybody's going to be watching this game because they want to see what he can do. I mean, I think he's going to play again because somebody's going to say, we need the money. It's not even about the social injustices anymore. They just want the money.
Well, hold on. But, I mean, they print money. I mean, so you look at the National Football League, they already have the influx of money from the television deals. Now, you want to say the money in terms of selling tickets and jersey sales, that's fair. But when you were looking at the life-changing money, the billion-dollar TV deals, those deals are already done.
But it's about the ratings, though. I mean, how many ratings have dropped, you know, for so long, and now all of a sudden we want to get back to the standards of saying, yeah, we want the 3 billion viewers to be watching this program because that's what brings more money in. I mean, it's not about just the...
Yeah, but Kenny, and I agree, Kenny, I agree with you that he's going to be playing in the NFL. I do. I mean, but I don't think he's going to be starting anywhere. So I get your drift about numbers and about ratings, but I'm I understand, and Kenny, we appreciate the call. And I understand what you. Let's say he goes to, I don't know, whatever team. Again, we said the Panthers before. Yeah, even if he's just on that team, you know, I mean, it will help put some asses in seats. I agree with that. And like Moose has said, too, about jersey sales and merchandise sales for said team. But as far as the league itself, no, I don't think that he's going to boost the ratings for NFL football.
I mean, you won last year the 40 highest rated television programs across this country, 37 of the 40 were NFL games. I mean, so it's not like the ratings hit that it took a couple years ago, whether it be that whether that be about Kaepernick or the presidential election, you know, the ratings were back in full force in 2018.
Because there was a lot of good football. And you know this, man. It's like, and I don't know
if... Well, there also weren't other distractions, too.
Right. Well, yes. But the thing is, look, people out there listening to us might be saying, and I agree to a degree, that, yeah, Kaepernick's a star. He's a household name. Some people hate him. Some people love him. You know, he will attract people to a game. Yeah, to a degree. If he was starting, I would say, yeah, even more than not. Because people either want to see him fail or succeed. So if you hate him, you're going to want to see him fail as a starting quarterback. If you love him, you want to see him succeed as a starting quarterback. That'll help the gate. That'll help his merch sales. That'll help the ratings. Here's the problem. He's not going to start. Unless something crazy happened on some team. First, he's got to get on a team. There's got to be a team that wants to sign him. Then he's going to start. I don't think he's going to be a starter. I think he's going to be a backup somewhere. So you got to be that hybrid of being a great player and have that star power. And, you know, he's got that star power, no matter if people want to agree with it or not. He does. But he's not to the point we were talking about earlier, he's not a mega star that is going to go and be a mega star quarterback in the league.
Well, and it's got to be a scenario, if he is indeed a backup and he's not competing for a starting job, that the starting quarterback is so defined that it can't be questioned. And that's why maybe, as some have speculated, we'll play the comments from Garagos over the weekend on CNN Kaepernick's lawyer, Taz, but that's why maybe the Patriots make sense, the Carolina Panthers make sense due to the injury with Cam Newton. But even when Cam is 100% healthy, Cam Newton is the starting quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, because it can't be either he's going to start or he's going to be a backup playing behind, you know, a Pro Bowl, All-Pro quarterback, because if it's any sort of competition and he does not win the starting quarterback competition's job, the question is going to be, why is he not starting? If you have a competition, say, down in Jacksonville, and for argument's sake, it's Kaepernick and Bridgewater, or it's Kaepernick and somebody else, insert veteran quarterback, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Right.
And he doesn't win the starting quarterback job, and that quarterback, say, struggles for a week, the questions are going to overwhelm the organization about, why isn't Kaepernick playing?
Yeah, well, it's true.
So that's where it's got to be. That's where it's a tricky spot, where there are not a lot of there's not a lot of avenues here for Colin Kaepernick, especially when you look at the downturn of quarterback play in the National Football League, where I think it's either he's going to be a starter for your team or he's going to be the backup for a quarterback that you can no longer question. Well, that you can't question why he's the starter.
And
or stick him in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is starting quarterback.
Well, like you said, too, about the Panthers. Like, Cam comes back from the shoulder and stuff, Cam will be the starter because he's the superstar of the team, and he's a flat-out better player. I mean, so it's really that simple.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't disagree with you whatsoever. Let's hear from Kaepernick's lawyer. Here's Mark Garagos. He was on CNN over the weekend, and it was asked what more he can say about the settlement with the NFL on Friday.
Nothing. So other than that, I can't say anything at all except it's resolved. And I can tell you that it was a long and kind of unconventional journey in this, a legal journey in the sense that we brought it under the collective bargaining agreement. It was not a lawsuit, a traditional lawsuit. So when some people have kind of said, well, I wish it had gone to court, it wasn't in court. It was under the collective bargaining agreement. So the union and the owners had collectively bargained to have grievances filed under what's called the CBA. And that's how we brought this. And that's where this thing was resolved. And that's the end of that.
Well, there you go. Here is Cap saying that his client, Kaepernick, does want to play again.
He is the most fit vegan I've ever seen in my life. He inspires me every Lent. To me, to my somewhat trained eye, he looks like he's ready to play. And, you know, I predicted this with Eric, our other client, after we had one of the hearings, that Eric would play. And within the last 5 days, he's gotten a 3-year contract. I'm going to make a bold prediction, although I've been wrong once before on this. I'm going to make a bold prediction that one of three teams picks him up. I mean, the natural would be if Cam Newton is out, then the natural place to be is to play with Eric in Carolina. I mean, can you imagine?
Yes.
He absolutely wants to play, wants to compete at the highest level. I mean, this is a competitive young man. He's only 31 years old. This is not somebody who's over the hill. This is someone who's in his prime.
Yeah, that is Mark Garagos. One more from him. Kaepernick's lawyer, CNN over the weekend, talking about his client signing.
I think the issue was hijacked by the president. I think that people kind of cowered in the face of that. Ultimately, at the end of the day, there was a brave two or three voices in various spots that said, no, America is better than this, and we're going to do the right thing. I think you're going to see, I'll make the bold prediction, you can save the tape. I think you're going to see within the next 2 weeks that somebody's going to step up, somebody's going to do the right thing. You want me to predict who? I will tell you, besides the Panthers, it would not surprise me if Bob Kraft makes a move. That would not surprise me. And it would not surprise me if his former coach also makes a move.
Well, there you go. That is Mark Garagos over the weekend on CNN. So we'll see. Maybe it's New England. Maybe it's Carolina. He said a couple weeks he thinks Kaepernick will sign with an NFL team. We'll see if he does.
Now, let's keep in mind, this gentleman represents, he's his representation. He's Kaepernick's representation. Therefore, in essence, he's a lawyer. In essence, he's working as his spokesman, agent, whatever you want to call it. So, obviously, he's getting a percentage of Kaepernick's earnings. So, he's going to obviously be his hype man. He's going to toot his horn. So, for those that haven't figured that part out. So there could be absolutely nothing here. He could just be throwing stuff against the wall as far as the Panthers, as far as the New England Patriots. He could be doing all that. I do agree with the guy that Kaepernick will be with a team within the next couple of weeks. I do. But also, I just think it's important to let our audience know, if they don't realize it, this guy represents him. So obviously he's gonna hype him.
Well, right. As a lawyer, I don't think he's his agent, though.
Yeah, but I've had my lawyer was worked as my agent a lot, too.
Okay.
They do
your
contract, so they kind of do your deal. So
right.
with the agent.
Yeah, I don't know if he has that worked out. He might have that worked out with him. He might just be speaking, glowingly of him. Because
representation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I get it. I don't know if he's going to get a piece of the... If he signs a deal with the NFL, I don't know if he's going to get a piece of that. But put that all, put that all aside.
A lot of times
he might have gotten a piece of the settlement. I mean, so
I think he did. Yeah.
Right.
I'm
so
sure he did,
right.
Say.
So he already might be well paid for his efforts in working with the
Absolutely.
Through the collective bargaining agreement. So there was Garrett Goh saying 2 weeks out, he believes Kaepernick will sign with an NFL team. What says you? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227 is your number to call. It's Taz and the Moose on a holiday Monday morning. Did the AAF have your attention week number two? We'll get into that next, right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, gentlemen. On a Monday morning, it is Taz and the Moose with you. AAF, second weekend before them, Taz. This past weekend where you had games.
Yep.
Over the course of this holiday weekend, were you into it?
Yeah, I was. Not as much Saturday as I was yesterday. I mean, Saturday I watched Arizona. Okay, they played Memphis. Arizona Hotshots, really good team. They won 20-18 over Memphis, which is Mike Singletary's team. And they got Kaepernick. Oof. He struggles. But I got to tell you, it was a good game. And Arizona's got a really good team. The Arizona played Memphis.
Oh, no, yeah. I know. Who really struggled?
Cap plays for Memphis, right? I'm trying to get all these players straight. Cap plays for Memphis, right? He plays for Singletary. Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yes, Colin, not Cap. What am I saying, Cap? I'm saying freaking, what's his name from the Jets? What's his name? Hackenberg, Kaepernick, all this stuff. You know what I mean?
I got you.
I meant to say.
As with the scoop.
Yeah, right. I know. All of a sudden, he did take the $20 million.
Right.
No, so I meant to say Hackenberg.
Christian Hackenberg, gotcha.
My bad. He is with Mike Singletary. Yeah, those names, I don't know why. There's a connection there for some crazy reason. But anyway, yeah, that was a pretty good game. And the game last night, that San Antonio team, they were not they were not victorious. No, they were. They were, who they play again? See, it's Orlando. Orlando beat them 37-29. The Orlando Apollos. San Antonio is good though, even though they lost 37-29. They're a really good team. You see glimpses of, like, you know, that game last night, the Orlando San Antonio game. It was the early game. It was like 4 p.m. Whatever it was, 5 p.m. That game was really exciting. It was a good game. I didn't catch much of the San Diego versus Atlanta game. San Diego beat Atlanta 24-12. That was the evening game, Moose. But I did catch the Orlando-San Antonio game a good amount. And it was a good game. I mean, it's so, you know, you get, like, you know, now it's week two. It'll be interesting to see what the ratings are, you know, because last week it was the intrigue rating, right?
Yeah.
So they had 3 million and change. But, you know, you're seeing just a lot of drop passes. Not a ton, but there's a lot of missed throws. You could see why a lot of these guys are not in the NFL. You definitely could see it. But you do see glimpses of big-time talent in a lot of these guys, for real, a lot. Defensively, these guys are flying around, and they're making hits and plays and stuff like that. I think that's all good. And so, you know, I mean, yeah, but I watch it. I'm intrigued by it still. I mean, I watched week two, but again, like I said, I didn't watch as intently as I did last week.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the attendance down in Memphis, not that great for their game. We'll see. The ultimate thing is going to be the ratings, how many people watched, how many people were locked in and tuned in to watching the games. Did they do the same thing? Because I didn't watch, I had a busy weekend with the kids. I didn't watch much of it this weekend. Same thing, doubleheader, natural doubleheader on Sunday, and then the two games at night on Saturday night.
Yeah.
So they did the same thing that they did opening weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at it, the aspect of it is, you know what kind of, you know, it's going to be kind of a feeder league. They're open and honest to it. They want to put on quality football. They believe spring football will work in this country. And that's all well and good. The product's got to be watchable. But you mentioned in terms of, it's intriguing where you look at how many people were locked in and paying attention to it after the initial week one. And like I mentioned earlier, when the weather starts to get warmer, eventually it will across the country, and you're looking at nice weekends. How many people are going to be sitting there watching football when it's a nice Saturday night or a nice Sunday? That's the other issue we have as well. I mean, you know, so but the quality of the game's got to be pretty good. And I guess overall, you were saying from what you took in this weekend, you saw some good things and some bad things.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think Arizona's one of the better teams. They got a good quarterback in Wolford. He threw for 469 yards. Very good player, coached by Neuheisel, you know, so real good, you know, really, really good team. I also think the biggest thing with Memphis is Christian Hackenberg as the quarterback, not to be confused with Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
Right.
I was like, what, Kaepernick?
I know. I don't know what I was thinking. That's too many chair shots, that's called.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, anyway, Hackenberg, he had 189 yards, bro, throwing. I mean, so it's like, and you could see that Mike Singletary is the head coach. He is struggling with this Memphis team. He's struggling with Hackenberg. And here's the thing with Hackenberg. So, Moose, you know, they're all mic'd up, right? He is so – Hackenberg, I don't know how he is in the locker room. I'm just telling you, the way he comes off on the air, because he's mic'd during the whole frigging game, all these guys are, he is angry and bitter at everybody. Like, he almost talks down to his teammates, like they're subservient to him because he played in the NFL. He didn't play, but he was in the NFL. So he acts like he's like the man. Like, come on, what are you doing? Like, he's like, no. The center had on a shotgun. Bad snap, right? He picks the ball up, right? He says, you rolled me the ball. The center's like, well, he goes, you rolled me the ball. Like, he's he's pissed at everybody. This is the beginning of the game.
That's funny.
So it is pretty funny. You would think, like, he had this amazing legacy in the NFL, the way he's acting. The Apollos. Orlando Apollos, I think I mentioned Garrett Gilbert threw for 640 yards. So Steve Spurrier is their head coach.
Right.
Dude, you know, he's a legend, as you know, old ball coach. He's great. But, dude, it looks like he's 100 years old, bro. He just had back surgery months ago. He can't move on a sideline. But he's still got that same demeanor, that fire, you know?
Right.
But he can't. I feel like he's going to fall. His body's going to just crumble on the sideline. They keep showing him, and he's like, ugh, like he can't move.
So will you be locked in week three?
Well, I think locked in could be a little bit of an exaggeration. I'll watch. I've been hooked into this San Antonio Commanders team a little bit. I like them. I'll watch them play. They got a good quarterback in Logan Woodside. He's a good player.
So you won't commit to watching 5 hours of football every day, every Saturday and Sunday?
Dude, I'm kind of in.
You watch one game.
Wait, you're asking me, will I watch 5 hours?
Yeah, the games run around two and a half hours.
I've been watching, so yes, week two, and I watched a good amount.
So you'll watch the 10 hours of football next weekend too.
Probably.
Yes.
There you go. Taz and the Moose.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could say the same. Probably.
Well, you kind of didn't.
Taz and Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.